Erythropoietic protoporphyria, or EPP, is a rare genetic disorder affecting 5,000 to 10,000 people worldwide. Due to a genetic defect, EPP patients have a deficiency in the enzyme ferrochelatase, vital for the production of heme. This causes the body to accumulate a phototoxic molecule known as protoporphyrin 9, or PP9, particularly in the skin and the liver. EPP causes incapacitating phototoxic reactions when patient's skin is exposed to visible light. The objective is to provide a new standard for consenting patients. The tool is not intended to replace traditional consenting, but to support it by allowing patients, at their convenience and in the comfort of their own homes, to read in detail about specific risks. The tool is accessible online, either from a tablet, computer, or mobile phone.
Dengue infection in humans begins with the bite of a female mosquito that's already infected with the dengue virus. By some estimates, nearly 40% of the world's population is at risk of contracting dengue. There are four different dengue viruses, or dengue serotypes. All four serotypes cause nearly identical symptoms in humans and circulate in the same ecological niche. Each dengue virus contains a single-stranded RNA genome consisting of 3 structural and 7 non-structural proteins.
Our skin is the primary interface between our body and the environment. It's the first defense against external stresses and is highly specialized and attuned to ensure our health and survival. One of the most important relationships our skin has with the environment is with light, particularly sunlight.
But almost all cataract operations are carried out while patients are awake. Knowing this may make you feel a bit anxious. However, if you are nervous on the day, or there's some reason why you can't lie flat for long enough, sedation can be offered to help you relax.